Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is I'll be subbing in for I believe a weekly show called Soapy Serenades, so I'm sure you can tune in next week for a wonderful hour. But here is a surprise episode of Blue Licorice again. And I've been sitting on a playlist for a while called Unnecessary Funk Covers that I think we'll be making our way through today. We've got some interesting songs coming up. And I believe we'll be stopping halfway through for a special guest, maybe also spinning some records, depending on how we're feeling today. Hope you're staying dry on this very overcast, cloudy, rainy day in Medford. But first up, actually, I'll tell you the title after you listen to the song. You're about to find out.
What's your function? Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Conjunction, junction, what's your conjunction, junction, how's that function? I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Like this. somewhere in the Black Mountain hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon, yeah. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seemed, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, but she called herself Lil, and everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next in, grinning a grin, and said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, and he drew first and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Yeah, proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you missed your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. So Rocky Raccoon checked back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. But Gideon checked out and left it, no doubt, to help with the Rocky's revival. Yeah. Come on, rock it on.
again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon. We'll be right back.
I'm calling a girl like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling.
Oh, nigga, I'm burning up.
There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me in. You're dangerous.
Make a nigga go crazy. Shut down the Grammys, ask my Grammy. Who came for the kids, but your host can't stand me. Who came for the kids, plus I'm all the family. Catch me on Disney.
Mom, who is he?
Hello, hello. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Last couple songs have been all pretty much funk covers that are more or less a little bit of departures from the original songs, for better or for worse. I always enjoy listening to them, even if they're not exactly what I'd expect. Up next, I think we're going to do some vinyl, but first, I've got a very special announcement for you all today, actually, even more special than the typical public service announcements that you hear from your lovely local college radio station. But I'll be letting you know about the radio event of the year, which is coming up on June 1st, WMFO Live Day 24. 6 hours of non-stop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area, or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, all live from the WMFO studios. You'll hear Ronnie Disjens, Jennifer Teft and the Strange, Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, Sal Baglio, The Teardowns, Andrea Gillis, Lavina Falls, Peter Montgomery, and Rick Barton, and more. Once again, Catch Live Day 24 at 91.0 FM in the Boston area or worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarms for 9 a.m. on June 1st. Don't miss a single second. Thank you for listening. I'm sure you won't regret tuning in coming up pretty soon. I've got a couple more funk songs for you, and then we'll be spinning some records. I've been sorting through the wildly large amount of records we have in the studio. The WMFO collection is huge. It's not even all cataloged. I found some great records that I did not know existed. We do have the Muppets Christmas album, which I don't think I'll be spinning today, but is an option for anyone out there who wants to be listening to that. Be starting you off with some Beach Boys, I think. But first, here's a cover of Eleanor Rigby that I think you guys might enjoy. Back again, and you're about to hear some records. Unfortunately for me, will be listening to God Only Knows, which is one of my favorite songs by the Beach Boys. Listening to it off of their Good Vibrations Best Hits album. Unfortunately for me, God Only Knows is the first song on the B-side, so I will be doing a little bit of a stretch around the studio to get the table spinning without leaving you all with too much dead air. But this is one of my favorite songs. By the Beach Boys. I hope you all enjoy.
Dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.
Hope you enjoyed the Beach Boys and then a second band that also starts with the letter B and with song starting with the letter B. I've got a doubleheader queued up for you next. Two songs by one of my favorite, much more recent artists, Coffee. First, Lonely off of her first album, and then Lockdown off of her first EP. Both two of my favorite songs. I hope you enjoy. I'll be bringing a special guest on pretty soon too, so looking forward to that.
The baseline up in the daytime, had a late night, but but I never lay down, I never stay down. I hope your day's fine, we should spend the day now. Hey, I'm gonna make time, so you should make time, and we should play. I have enough things to say. Hi, let's run away, we can take a vacation, treasure creation, okay. Hey, we'll go from land to sea. Yeah, this ain't no fantasy, darling. Do anything you want, though. Let me take your worries off you. Stay right here next to me. Yeah, you're in good company, darling. Go anywhere you want, go. Better come back tomorrow, because I know it's hard to trust sometimes, but it's harder to be lonely. Yeah, so would you rather to be lonely? Yeah. You gotta get to know me, yeah. Inna the place, dive up inna the bins, yeah. Dip on the ends, wide up you and your friends, yeah. All them a chat, I say I happened to them, yeah. All them a chat, I say them can't make no friend, yeah. Pull up again, I pick up on this out in, yeah. Buy coconut and go rocky boat them, yeah. All them a chat, say we no worry about friend, yeah. Well, I know that we say I happened to them, yeah. You know I've got the time, yeah. I know I'm on your mind, darling. When are you gonna come my way? And are we gonna get to play? It ain't worth denying, yeah. This was pre-designed, darling. I don't know what else to say, and this must be our destiny. I know it's hard to trust sometimes, but it's harder to be lonely. So would you rather to be lonely? Yeah, no way. I know you're scared to give your heart, but you gotta get to know me. Yeah, I said you gotta get to know me. Yeah. From the other day, you take a liking to me. Yeah. Know what I mean, you're liking to see. Okay, I wear my day, a day I like Cliffy. Yeah, you prefer coffee and I like sexy tea. Even though you might blend the tree, me up in the mug, the other side sensing me. Can't handle you cause I ain't no licensee. Plus your body shot, you need a license to be, yeah. I know it's hard to trust sometimes, but it's harder to be lonely, yeah. No, would you rather to be lonely, yeah. No way. I know you're scared to give your heart, but you gotta get to know me. Get to know me, yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, me copy the vision, picture me visually, get a picture delivery. You know, some my Chris from my mommy did christen me, and then my full up a precision, that's why you feel prefer me. And when you look up on my wrist, on my pocket, you see money, and then me run up on the street with the town, tell everybody, say from my step up in the place, then it talk like say it's sunny. Yeah, do this for my brother, my granny, and me mommy. Whoa, darling.
No vacancy. Last time see you on FaceTime, chatting up the place, boating on my relationship. Me, I go put you on lockdown. I put your body on lockdown. You got me on lock now. You got my passion on lock. Oh, if you love me, you should let me. You should let me. You should let me know. And if you don't know, better feel let me. Better feel let me. I better you let me go. Pulling up, pulling up, pulling up. Nobody deal with the bag of long talking. Me nothing now, we are chilling in the apartment. Hope you don't mind me asking. Where will we go? When the quarantine thing done and everybody touch road. Mommy, me gonna start pull up in a fast car, yeah, and a fast car. Say you want travel, we go whole valley. Say you hope in your love and not just no tally. Make my heart full of some and love you totally. Do my own thing, I'm in a trouble, nobody. I'm watching out for the patio. And they did the nearby them, them are watch me now. Swing on me, no miss like Pacquiao. What you feeling for hot coffee, yo? What you know? What you know? All you want up, but don't want your money. Yeah, anything you want, coffee got the money. Yeah, me give you my heart, make you take it from me. Anything you want, make it take it from me. Where will we go?
Where will we go?
When the quarantine thing done and everybody touch road. Feeling you, baby, are you feeling me? Yeah. Cause I'm really feeling you. I'ma pull up in my fast car.
Pull up in my fast car. Thank you.
All right, hello. We're back in the studio. You just heard The First Circle, which was selected by a very special guest we have in the studio today. Would you like to say hi?
Hello. My name is Yiming.
Hello. Do you want to talk about the song a little bit? There's a bit of a personal connection to this one. You've played it before?
Yeah, I played it back in high school with our jazz band. I gave it a different nickname that I don't think I'm allowed to say on air. But it's a reference to Dante's Inferno.
There you go. I think the viewers, listeners at home can probably figure that one out.
Yeah.
But that was my first time listening to it, and it was pretty fun, although I'm glad I didn't have to play it. I mean, you'll be performing this weekend, right? Any songs you're looking forward to playing?
I'll be playing at commencement as part of the band. Let's see. There's, you know, the one that everyone knows, Pomp and Circumstance, except we're doing two versions of it.
Two versions? I didn't know that. What's going to be the difference between the two?
I think it's, like, they're different pieces in, like, the same suite. And so, like, both of them, like, they have bits with the same melody, and then one of them has, like, a different melody for part of the song, too.
Exciting. So, yeah. I'll be listening for that.
You'll definitely know it when you hear it.
I figure it's kind of hard to miss. Anything else you're looking forward to playing?
I mean, I guess I like it, but John, our band director, John McCann, he has... a special connection to one of the songs called Ommerland. It's like a relatively simple song, and it's like kind of I guess like sweeping majestic kind of thing. And like there's this one part where like the notes are kind of like going up, and he's mentioned that on several occasions, like when people get to the high note, like the sun suddenly comes out from behind the clouds, like in real life, like it actually happens. Even like it's metaphorically happening in the song, and it also somehow happens like in real life.
That's exciting. That would be very impressive, because last I checked, the weather on Sunday is gonna be very cloudy.
Yeah,
and kind of cold. So if you guys are able to pull it off, you would be the heroes. Especially, I don't think it's gonna rain, but we're still gonna have a pretty cloudy day. So if the sun does show through, I'll know who to blame. Let's see. All right. Anything you've been hoping to say? This is your first time on air, right, Yiming?
Yeah.
Anything you're hoping to broadcast to the, 33
Ooh,
listeners in the Medford Somerville area?
Hello.
That's fair. I'm kind of putting you on the spot here.
It's okay. Is it insulting to compare this to a live podcast?
No, this has very much has podcast vibes. We are talking in a room with microphones and headsets and everything. This is pretty much just a podcast, except a little bit lower tech. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts? Is this bringing back any memories of any favorite podcasts?
Not really. I can never really get into them, just because, like, usually when I'm listening to something, it's music, and like that's because I'm doing something else, and like half the time that's like work, and so like I can't really listen to like people talking.
That's very fair.
And then like on its own, like you're just kind of staring off, sitting there staring off into space, and then like I don't know, I personally get kind of antsy, so I've never really been able to get into podcasts.
Oh, I feel the same. I can only do podcasts if I am actively doing some kind of chore. Like, I think they're helpful for like doing dishes, laundry, stuff like that, but I've never been able to just sit still and listen to one. But let's see. Okay. Any jokes you want to tell, or more songs you want to talk about? Let's see. I've got a list of questions somewhere that I like to ask people. One of my favorites is, so if you're a listener, you're probably at Tufts University, and we have a program called the X College, where students can teach a class on a topic they find interesting. And I was like asking people, if you could teach an ex-college class on any topic that you personally know a lot about, whether it's like academic or not, or like completely non-school related, is there anything you'd want to teach a class about that you'd feel qualified to talk about?
Well, that's an interesting one. I think I'd probably do something around cooking.
Ooh, okay.
And maybe with a focus on like working with the ingredients you have, and like sort of improvising, just because like if you only follow recipes, then you may not really get a sense of like why things do what they do, and like what you can substitute for different aspects, and also just in general, like more recipes have room for error than you'd think. Like everyone says that, like, oh, baking is an exact science, you have to have everything like, you know, down to the gram or whatever, and like that's why you should use weight instead of volume. But there's actually a lot more wiggle room than people think, and like even if it's off, it's not like, you know, the world's gonna end or like it's gonna taste horrible. Like if you put a little less flour in like a cookie than the recipe calls for, then like it might spread a little more, but like it's still gonna taste fine. With sugar, like, I know for some recipes, like, you can cut it to a point because sugar also helps with, like, the structure of a baked good. So at a certain point, like, I think it might get really dense and, like, it might not, like, hold as much water or something like that. But then with other recipes, like, you can't cut the sugar because, like, it's super, like, just the structural component plays, like, it's just, it kind of just holds everything together.
That's interesting. So there's, like, some chemistry involved?
Yeah. And like sometimes like I've forgotten to add like a leavener to a baked good, and like it's a little more dense, but like with something like a kind of like a harder sugar cookie, like I don't think you notice that much. But yeah, like just like understanding like when you have a little more freedom and like when you don't, I think that's an important part of just cooking and baking in general.
That makes a lot of sense. I've definitely always sort of believed that, maybe not so much with cooking, but definitely with baking, that there's not really a lot of room for error and that you have to follow the instructions exactly or it won't work. So that's encouraging to hear that there's more wiggle room for things like that. And I guess with cooking, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite baked goods or meals that you've made with like a random assortment of ingredients that you kind of pulled together?
I guess with cooking, sometimes I'll make this rice porridge. I actually made it earlier today.
Nice.
Usually the day before I'll have made like this big pot soup with like an instant noodle base. And then like I like throwing in like vegetables or like other, and like fish cakes or like other kinds of meat. And the next day, like after I've like gotten all the noodles out, like I take the broth and then I'll add in like rice that I already have in my fridge, and like I'll cook it for a bit, and like I'll also add some peas and an egg, and like it tastes pretty good. It's filling in like a good way to like use up leftovers.
Oh, that is always a good thing to have in your back pocket. Smart. All right, I would definitely sign up for this class. Are you thinking like would there be hands-on demonstrations? Would you be like lecturing about your personal beliefs about cooking? Like what would the setup of the class be?
Yeah, I think hands-on is honestly the best way, because, like, part of how you learn the limits of different dishes and recipes is, like, just by doing it and by, like, messing up.
That makes
sense.
Or, like,
quote-unquote messing up. And, like, you know, like, things that weren't according to the recipe but, like, don't ruin the taste of the dish. That kind of messing up.
Right, that's true. Like, sort of trial and error. You got to see what works and what doesn't. Interesting. Huh. Anything you've cooked recently that you've been particularly happy with or, like, would consider making again?
There's this one dish that I plan to make later this week. It's, like, a fried tofu dish. Like, it takes somewhere between an hour and 2 hours, like, from start to finish, because, like, just with, like, all the chopping.
Chopping takes a while.
Yeah. But, like, I really like it. Like, so I cut up some tofu. Like, the kind doesn't matter too much, although firmer is a little easier just because, like, silken tofu falls apart really easily. And then I like to pan fry it until, like, both sides are golden brown. And then, like, I'll throw in some mushrooms and, like, saute them with, like, ginger, garlic, green onion. And then
that sounds good.
In the afterwards, like add in oyster sauce, soy sauce, some rice wine. What was the main three? Sometimes black bean sauce if I feel like it, and then like mix it all, and then like throw everything back in together.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really tasty over rice.
Really good.
And like, oh, I guess I'll sometimes add like peas or like soybeans or like other stuff like from the freezer.
Wow.
I feel like it's pretty nutritious.
A lot of vegetables involved.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting kind of hungry.
And you can probably make it meatless if you, like, don't like oyster sauce. And I know there's, like, vegetarian versions of that out there, too. But it's also, like, you probably, like, it would probably also just taste good without oyster sauce.
Right. Like you were saying, you can probably adjust the recipe a little bit and it would still taste good.
Yeah.
I might try making that soon. That sounds really good. Did you grow up cooking, or like how did you get into it? Is it something you've always done with your family, or like did someone teach you how to cook?
I think I was baking with my dad a little bit back in elementary school, and then I started doing it more on my own. And then I think in high school I would sometimes like do more like cooking stuff. But you know, I had homework a lot of the time, so I didn't do it like super often, but it was like sometimes on the weekends. And then I guess ever since college, and especially since living on my own, like I've really gotten into it.
That makes sense. You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. It is unfortunately 2:59, so we might have to wrap up the show for now, but thank you for coming on as a special guest.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really hungry right now. I'm going to go home and make something for lunch that might not be as good as what you were describing, but will you send me the recipe for that later, actually?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, keeping it very freeform with you today. And tune in next week, as well as don't forget that June 1st is the WMFO Live Day, which I'm sure you'll be hearing more about later, but you've got 6 hours of live bands, so tune in for that. And once again, thank you for listening. I'll be leaving you in the very capable hands of our automated music system, Rivendell, which you're about to hear. I hope you enjoy.